I want to say a few words about our mission in Mexico. And Brother Claudio asked me to say a few words, and I said, "What, Lord, what should I say?" And then I opened the Bible, and I opened to a very good verse from the Bible. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. So let's read the verse. "But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of knowledge of him everywhere. Amen." I thought that verse represents us as followers of Christ in mission, in spreading the word, the knowledge of Christ. And a few words from this verse, three things that capture my heart and my mind. First of all, that God always leads us in triumphal procession of Christ. As it was said before, anytime we want to do good things in life to Christ, we will have a fight. We will have pressure. We will have things coming against us, because the enemy doesn't want us to do great things with our lives. The enemy wants to keep us low and ineffective, and there will be pressures. But the Bible says everything we are doing as Christ followers, we are doing from a position of victory, of success. We already have victory in Christ before going in mission, before doing everything with Christ. So we are going to Mexico, we are going in victory. And everything we are doing, even though we see the pressure coming against us, the enemy is going to try to mess up things, to come with problems, you know what? We will be victorious in him. We have success in Jesus Christ. So we go in this victory. The second thing, actually the third, I'm going to come back to the second, but I'm going to go to the third one, is that we spread the aroma of knowledge of him everywhere. What does it mean, everywhere? Christ is calling us to spread the word about him to everybody, all the people. For God, there is no frontiers. God doesn't stop to a certain nationality, a certain country. There is no one person more important than another. For God loves everybody, and we are called to love everybody. So as a followers of Christ, we go and we want like everybody to know him. So I'm so happy that we have the opportunity to go in Mexico, and also maybe other opportunities to go anywhere else. God is going to open the door for us. We have to be open and say, God, use us wherever you want us. We want to be, you know, your aroma everywhere you call us. You call us to a personal level with the people around us at work, friends, our people around us. God calls us with the people in our city, in Orange County here, but God calls us to a global level also. He's calling us to go anywhere he wants us to be, in Mexico, in Africa, in Romania, and to bring the aroma of Christ everywhere. So in Christ's kingdom, there is no racism, there is no limitations, there is no people that we cannot go, cannot talk. We have to go everywhere, even though we don't like those people. Let's say you don't like their values, you don't like their political views, you don't like... God loves everybody, and no matter what, we have to go everywhere. Amen. The second thing, and I think I want to just say a few things about this, is that he's using us to spread the aroma of knowledge of him. It's interesting that Apostle Paul uses this, we are spreading the aroma of knowledge of him. We have to realize that, you know, we are spreading an aroma around us. And the question is, what kind of aroma are we spreading? Are we spreading the aroma of Christ around us? What is that aroma that we, as a Christian, are showing to people around us? What the people perceive about ourselves? What the people say about you and me? That's a question we have to think. You have to think, I have to think. What is my aroma around me? What am I spreading? Am I spreading selfishness? Bitterness? Am I sad? Am I a critical person, an angry person, a judgmental person? Am I arrogant? Am I weird for them? Am I incapable? Am I full of fear? Or am I generous? Am I compassionate? I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm humble. I'm capable. I'm courageous. I'm truthful. Is this aroma that comes out of our lives? And nobody's expecting us to be perfect, but people will find something, an aroma coming from our lives. That's the aroma of Jesus Christ. So, what should we do? And my plea to you today is not to try harder to get a better aroma, because it's not going to work. No matter how we are trying to get a better aroma, it's not going to work. That's legalism, and we're all trying, and we know that it's not working, trying harder. But there is a solution to that. And what should we do to have a great and amazing aroma for the other people around us? And there is only one solution for that, is to find the amazing Jesus in our lives, in personal lives. When we know Jesus Christ, when we see how he's working in our lives, how great he is, we're going to be infused with his presence, with an aroma, a divine aroma, and that aroma is going to spread to the people around us. And the people will see that something is something special with our lives. And I'm praying that God will going to spread this aroma of knowledge of him through you and through me in mission, but not only in mission, every day of our lives. Mission should be part of who we are. This mission trip in Mexico is just an event, but mission should be a lifestyle. Should be every day. We should be on a mission for more and more people to come to Christ. We want to bring Christ in people's lives. That's the number one priority in our lives. We want to see God working in their lives, and we will be amazed. We will be amazed how God works, how God changes people. And we are, me and Daniela are going through some evangelistic projects, and we are so amazed how God is working, and we are amazed that God is working today, is bringing people closer to him. Do you think Christian life is boring? No. If you think that it's boring, it's like going, I like this idea, it's like going to Disneyland, going across the gate, and you see, oh, it's beautiful, and you stay there, and you look at the gate, and you look at the gate, and look at the gate. It might be boring, but you never go inside and experience all the journeys and the rides and where you're going, and our lives shouldn't be like that. If we go across the line to God's kingdom, we are called to experience Jesus, go with him, and the journey with him is amazing, and you will discover a great Jesus. We will discover how great he works in our lives and through us, through other people. You know, people who are not believers, they don't see God. They don't understand God, but they see us. They can understand us. And if they see a sparkle, aroma of divinity in us, they will come to him. People will be attracted to Christ. They'll be attracted to Jesus. They'll be attracted to the church. If we read more, we'll seek a that in the next verses, their people, because of this aroma, will come to Christ and they're going to be brought to life. And do not be deceived. There are some people who will never, ever accept us, accept the aroma, the sweet aroma of Jesus Christ. And for them, this aroma will bring death. We have to know about that and trust God that he is going to work however he wants through our lives. So my challenge for us is to pray for this mission, pray for us, but pray in a way that we can know more Jesus Christ, to know him and love him more and experience his aroma in our lives. And he will bless us and he will do more things through our lives that we can ever think or believe. God bless you all. Amen.